Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible. Hi, I'm Carissa Packer, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. I'd like to say a quick thank you to everyone who has reached out to us recently, as reading your reviews has been such a lovely part of my week. A special shout out goes to Mac1037, who let us know in the reviews that they've tried many podcasts for sleep, and this is by far their favorite and most effective. It was great to hear that you love our approach and point of view, and that we've given you a new way of thinking about relaxation and sleep every time you listen. Thanks so much for your kind feedback. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day, and your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. Tonight's episode is about one of the most uncomfortable things to feel: fear. I've always had an overactive imagination. It has been very helpful in my life as an artist, but it does make me extra sensitive to the world around me. I have never been able to watch horror movies, and even when violence pops up in regular shows, it will often send me from the room, eyes closed and hands over my ears. The news can sometimes be pretty triggering as well. Fear is not a thing I enjoy feeling, and yet it is something that I feel, that we all feel from time to time. Fear is a necessary response that is meant to protect us, to ignite our fight or flight response, but sometimes that can get overactivated and leave us awake at night. While, of course, sometimes there is really something that requires our action and the fear is there as a tool, most of the time, a lot of the fear is in our minds, thinking about things that might happen. There probably isn't anyone among us who hasn't woken up from a nightmare, drenched in sweat and heart pounding. As we all know, waking up from one can feel intense, as if there is a very real danger around us. Nightmares are often our body's way of working out things that trigger fear and anxiety within us. I have done a few things to protect my sensitivity to fear-inducing things. As I mentioned earlier, I don't watch horror movies, I keep up with the news in a way that feels healthy to me, and I do a lot of meditating and surrendering when I feel like fear is being easily activated within me. Taking the time to meditate before bed can help you feel grounded and safe. The plushness and warmth of your bed can give you a very literal sense of being supported. Being conscious of this support, warmth, and safety is a wonderful way to slow your mind and soothe any fears or anxieties. It can help bring about clarity as well, so that you are able to better discern what truly requires your action and what requires some self-soothing instead. Where do you feel the safest? Maybe it's in the bed you're in right now. Wherever that is, take a moment to picture it and fully immerse yourself in that space. Tonight, we're going to surround ourselves with reassurance and kindness, really caring for ourselves. Breathing deeply, feel relief in your mind and body as you settle into this sleep meditation, Knowing this rest will help you to handle anything that may come your way by morning's light. This is Freedom from Fear by Billy Gill. In the ancient art of Asia, one of the earliest themes is a simple hand gesture of reassurance and safety, known as the gesture of no fear. Usually, the right hand is raised to the level of the shoulder with the fingers upright and the palm facing outward. Statues and paintings depict preachers and teachers using this gesture as a symbol of good intentions and friendship when approaching strangers. There's even the story of the Buddha, who was in danger of being overrun by a drunken elephant, and by extending this gesture of loving kindness, was able to calm the animal. Nataraja, the cosmic dancer with his many waving arms, is shown making this gesture as well. It's as if he is telling us not to be afraid, even in the great upheaval of the cosmic dance. When one practices this gesture mindfully and meditates on its meaning, the fears and anxieties that tend to overwhelm our hearts from time to time can be conquered, and a sense of strength and confidence comes over us. Even if some fears remain, it's a reminder of protection and safety. Sometimes we only need to be reminded of that protection to inspire inner strength. Tonight's sleep meditation will draw on the energy of this gesture of fearlessness and allow you to sleep soundly in the sweet, calm assurance of peace and protection. These qualities can be generated from within oneself. And it may be that they can only come from within, for no matter how insulated one is, the fear that lives in the mind must be soothed in order to truly know peace. Find your way to an easy and relaxed position in bed. Focus on allowing your spine to find its most natural alignment. The spine is really a spring in the sense that, just like a spring, which goes up and down at the same time, so too the spine is always seeking that bi-directional extension. The curves of your spine behave like a spring as you walk. Your neck and your upper spine form an S shape. And the lower spine and your sacrum, the bony plate at the base of your spine, form another S shape facing the opposite direction. These two S's make up the spring of your spine. When you lie down flat on your back, feel your lower spine curving away from the bed, while the back of your neck has the same curvature. Along your spine, notice which parts of your back are touching the bed. Now, notice which parts of your spine are not touching the bed. This is the most neutral position for the spine. When you walk upright, the line of gravity's force is exerted straight down through the top of the head and continues down through the spine until it meets your sacrum, which distributes the force down through both legs and into the earth. The earth is actually exerting a corresponding force back up into you that is equal to the force of your weight. It's called the normal force, And what it means is that your spine naturally wants to go up and down at the same time. Intrinsic equilibrium is the term for the spine's tendency to do this. So as you lie here in this position, feel your spine trying to return to its most neutral state. Since your spine is now horizontal and parallel to the surface of the earth, gravity is now evenly pressing on the entire length of the spine, and areas that typically bear more stress are relieved and relaxing. The gesture of no fear creates this dynamic in the spine, too. As one bends at the elbow and raises the hand to the level of the same shoulder, the upper back naturally retracts and the chest simultaneously opens to some degree. It inspires faith and trust and confidence in one's ability to meet any challenge straight on. There is evidence that standing in this type of posture even changes the neurochemical balance in your brain. For now, simply pay attention to the natural curves in your spine. There are four in all. The curve away from the bed in the back of your neck. The curve toward the bed in the upper back. The lower back curves away from the bed. And the tailbone curves toward the bed again. Even though the spine curves four times, imagine a straight line within the spinal axis. This is a mostly imaginary channel from the center of the pelvis all the way up to the crown of your head. It's as though your breath is traveling within this central channel. It's like watching mercury rising and falling in a thermometer. The inhale travels upward through the channel. Toward the brain, there is a natural pause between the inhale and the exhale. And when the exhale begins to appear, it falls from the roof of the mouth, also known as the center of the palate, all the way down the spinal channel toward the pelvic muscles, which forms the ground of the exhale and finishes clearly and definitely within your pelvis. Still, never close your throat, even at the bottom of your exhale. There should always be an open pathway for the breath to flow. Allow your breath to become slow and steady. Don't rush. Notice the pauses between the inhale and the exhale. And between the exhale and the inhale. Breathing is very personal. Try to follow the cues that your breath is giving you about when to inhale or exhale, and for how long. Spend some time as an observer of the breath. It's as though the breath is breathing itself, and you are just watching it happen. Now, visualize this simple but profound gesture. Imagine that you are seated in a meditation position, eyes closed, heart open, and head held erect. Your right palm facing outward at the level of your shoulder, with fingertips pointing upward, your elbow bent. See yourself in this position. This is your highest consciousness telling you not to be afraid. Fear is an emotion like any other and deserves its seat in the whole pantheon of emotion that is part of our humanity. But this vision of yourself reminds you not to be overwhelmed by fear and to remember that you are protected and safe. There is a benevolent force in the universe that sustains, preserves, and protects. There is also a benevolent force for creation and dissolution. The cosmic dance of reality requires that all things transform and change. But really, this is the play of forces in a dynamic interplay, and there is nothing to fear. You too are part of this dance. Too often, we concern ourselves with what the dance means, and in doing so, we run the risk of missing the opportunity to participate in the dance. Practice this affirmation to dispel fear. An affirmation is like a bridge that can help you move from fear to courage. Mentally, as you breathe in, say to yourself, I am protected. As you breathe out through both nostrils, mentally pronounce, I am safe. Breathe in, I am protected. Breathe out, I am safe. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am safe. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. Don't analyze or intellectualize, as this will disturb your mental relaxation. Simply continue pronouncing in your mind on the inhale, I am protected. On the exhale, I am safe. Breathe in. Breathe in, I am protected. Breathe out, I am safe. Breathe in, I am protected. Breathe out, I am safe. Feel the support of the bed beneath you. Feel that the earth is supporting you beneath that. It's as though you are being held by the earth in its open palm. It's as though the whole planet is holding you like a mother holding her child. Mother holding her child. Feel the safety and security of that embrace. Feel the universe as a loving presence that supports you and sustained you as a mother does a child. Don't be afraid. Feel the loving support of the cosmos, the totality, the whole. Visualize a constellation of stars at night, twinkling above you as you lie on your back. In the deep night sky, the stars stand out and glitter before your inner eye. See the stars forming the image of this open palm, the gesture of no fear. It illuminates itself to your awareness as you are increasingly able to feel this universal protection and reassurance. Inhaling from the pelvis toward the crown of the head, mentally repeat, I am protected. Pause at the top of the breath. Exhale down the spinal column and full of conviction, silently repeat, I am safe. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. This gesture is known as a mudra. Mudras create patterns of feeling in your body and have the ability to transform your psychological state. The root, mood, from which mudra is derived, means delight. So a mudra carries with it a very specific delight. There is a quality in the emotion of safety and protection that is very positive. From this place of positive emotion, we participate in the cosmic dance of life properly and with the energy of our whole personality. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. Breathe in. I am protected. Breathe out. I am safe. feel this protection surrounding you and supporting you. This gesture of no fear means don't worry. It is that simple. There is a way to access this feeling of safety and protection. When your body and mind truly receive this universal message of don't worry, deep psychic tensions can be released, and sleep will come easily over you. Slowly breathe in through the nostrils. Very gently fill the lungs and notice the pause at the top of your breath. Breathe out slowly and notice the pause at the bottom of your exhale. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. You are safe. You are protected. You are surrounded by benevolence. The voice of the universe is gentle, like a mother sweetly singing her child to sleep as she holds you in her arms and whispers, "Hush, hush." Loving, warm, gentle support from the whole, the totality, all that is whispers, "Don't worry, you are protected, you are safe."